Speaking your mind, a quality admired and rewarded above all others right now. Doesn't it seem like that? I mean, it doesn't matter that Donald Trump called Mexicans rapists. He was speaking his mind, right? I'm voting for him. He's speaking his mind. I can't let those gays get married because of my beliefs. No one cares about your beliefs. The whole point of having a government job is to not give a damn.
In the historic K-Don Studios in fabulous Las Vegas, the On the Air light is lit and the John Brislin Show is live.
Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the Seven Seals.
To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257 KDWN.
And welcome, America, west of the Rockies to the Pacific Ocean, north to Canada. And south, south, south to our friends in Mexico. Welcome to the John Brislin Show. Thanks for spending part of your night with me. It is quite the honor, and I will do you proud. Now, today is September 11th, 2015, several years after the famous, infamous, I guess, depending on how you look at it, September 11th attacks. And it occurred to me as I was just sort of wandering around the world today and thinking about September 11th, because there were so many shows, and you probably saw a few of them as well, on TV yesterday, retelling the story, and the stories that most of you know, and I don't need to retell right now. But do you remember September 12th? I do. I do remember September 12th. And I remember, and it's worth rethinking about right now, because there's a lot of value in September 12th, the day after the attacks. Do you remember where your mind was at? Do you remember the fear that you had? If you were at all like me, that fear of not knowing what exactly is around the corner, and literally from wherever I was standing, the down the street around the corner, well, what's there? I didn't want to open my mail. Remember that? We were told that there was a danger in that there were school buses were in jeopardy. There was a theory that gas stations were going to be hit with simultaneous car bombs in a way similar to in Vietnam's Tet Offensive, where multiple semi-small attacks all were launched at the same time, roughly on the same day, the Tet Offensive, way back in the day. Well, the theory was that there would be car bombs parked in, well, you know, V-beds, vehicle-borne, what is it? V-bed is an abbreviation, it's a military abbreviation for vehicle-borne improvised explosive device. It's a car bomb. And that they would be parked in gas stations, because who's going to notice that there's a car parked in a gas station next to the gas pumps? They would be parked there at a time that was just right, when school buses would be driving by. They would then be remotely detonated, exploding the car bomb, detonating the fuel tanks that were near or under the ground and at the gas station. Gas stations are positioned on corners, highly traveled, highly trafficked corners, and they would be timed to sync up with school buses that were driving by. So the collateral damage would be, what's the right word for something like that?
Maximized?
Yeah. Wow. I like that. Okay, good. Maximized. Who knows? I mean, these were the things that we were told. On September 12th, I was working in, I think it was a 9-story building or so in the Howard Hughes Business Complex here in Las Vegas. And if you're not in Las Vegas, then just imagine a business complex with four or five buildings, might be five or six buildings on about a 30-acre piece of land. And they're all ranging from five stories to nine to there's the highest one was the flagship Wells Fargo building, I think, was maybe like 20 stories. So, you know, typical business complex. Not in any way a target of a repeated attack on the day after September 11th. But we shut down all operations in our little, whatever it was, 10-story-ish building. And we didn't go to work. We shut everything down. And now, right now, when I'm sitting here talking to you and you and I are, you know, going over these memories, it makes no sense. It makes no, it's almost laughable. I'm almost embarrassed that I shut everything down and told everyone just stay home. But that's the mindset that we were in back then. Do you remember that? The literal unknown plaguing us all during the day following September 11th. Do we drive? Is it safe to go to the grocery store? Is it safe, especially, to get on a plane? Is it safe to do almost anything? To open our mail? The mail that's already in our house. Is there something wrong with that mail? Does that mean our house is contaminated? And what about the neighbor? What about that neighbor that's been a weird kind of person anyway? Two apartments down. Coming and going, very quiet, keeps to himself, and looks like a terrorist. You remember those thoughts? Remember how anyone who looked, quote, this is the air quotes, listen, ready? You hear that? That's the sound of air quotes. Looks like a terrorist. Remember how we felt about them? Some people still do feel that way. There are remnants of those thoughts still around. But almost everybody, almost every American citizen on September 12th would look at someone who, quote, looked like a terrorist and wonder, because we didn't know. There were plenty of examples of Arab Americans that were injured because of violence, because of, well, the things I'm talking about now. You probably remember where you are and what you felt like on September 12th by now. I would hope. I'm trying to bring us all back to those times right now. And what did we learn? What did you learn from it? What did I learn? I try to teach my children to think above that the immediate fear. I try to teach my children and remind myself that what someone looks like isn't necessarily what they might be, while also doing the dance that we don't ignore our own instincts if we do get some sort of feeling in the back of our neck that there is something going wrong in something that we see. If you see something, say something is the motto pretty much around the country now. And that's not out of discrimination or profiling. That's let your instincts talk to you. Trust your instincts. The things that changed on September 12th were phenomenal. There were... The thing that really got me to back up for 1 second on September 11th, when it became real to me, this doesn't make any sense, I guess. It seems like a lot of the memories from September 11th aren't completely logical, but this one, what really got me was the towers. I was watching the towers that morning, and I watched them as they were burning, and I watched them as they were falling. But for some reason, there was another event that affected me. And I don't know why. I don't understand the psychobabble. But when the White House Secret Service contingent, when the Secret Service stationed at the White House was standing along, there's a horseshoe driveway there in various places. But the Secret Service that were positioned in the White House started saying these words. It's absolutely just, it brought it home to me. It made my heart stop a little bit, if that's a thing. And the words were these: evacuate the White House. Don't walk, run, run, evacuate the White House, evacuate the White House. Think about that. The White House that hasn't been under attack since 1812. And they were saying that whatever is about to happen, walking's not going to do it. Run with everything you have. Get away from this building. That was the state of America on September 11th. That hit me from a historic perspective, or a student of history, or, you know, a patriotic perspective. I don't know. I don't know exactly the psychobabble, but even though the towers going down was significant, I realized that this is a historic, we are at war thing happening. That was it for me. Maybe it was different for you, and there's nothing wrong with either, but don't walk, run, evacuate the White House. That was something else. I was in the Army at the time, and I'll give you a little confession. I've been involved with tanks pretty much all the time that I was in the Army in one form or another. And I was not a very good soldier, I don't think. Well liked and all, yippity yippity, but not a very good soldier. And that's not uncommon. I would say maybe 20 or 30% of the people that were there were just, you know, like any workplace, not all they could be. but on September 12th, let me tell you, I don't remember this particular detail, but for some reason, I want to say that either September 11th fell on a Thursday but the next day or maybe 2 days following when we reported in, it completely changed the dynamic of our unit. All of those 20 or 30% of the soldiers that were not really that, weren't trying that hard, or I don't know, for whatever reason, not very good soldiers, it completely changed our mindset. And the Army became, well, my unit in the Army became, over the course of the next month, very intensely motivated. And in about a month, which is a very short amount of time if you really think about it, we became a cutting-edge unit ready for anything. And that is, I think, what happened around the country on September 12th and the days following September 11th. I don't know. Maybe it was different for you. Maybe it was something that just... maybe you did forget. Did you? I mean, can you be honest and just say that when they say, we will never forget... They said we will never forget in the War of 1812, too. And who was attacking us in the War of 1812? I bet you 50% of the people out there don't even know anything about the War of 1812 or what the point was. What was the outcome? What was the, you know, stuff like that. We forget sometimes. And if you did, yeah, you did. Okay, we can own it. That's who we are. But for those of us that didn't forget, why don't you call me? Let me know what it was for you, what you were doing, and what your life became on September 12th. This is the John Breslin Show. Stay right where you are, you. We will never see the truth around. Another promise, another scene, another package like to keep us trapped.
John Breslin, making caffeine addiction look good.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
You can get some of the world's best cushions from Wheelchair Cushion Sage. They've got air-type cushions like Vicare and Star. They've got gel-type cushions like Max and M2. They've got honeycomb-type cushions like Supercore Stimulite. These folks have chairs too, like the super lightweight titanium Tylite wheelchairs. They've even got power assist devices like the ZX1 and MX2 that will push the wheelchair for you. all this, and the business owner actually uses a wheelchair himself. It's all at Wheelchair Cushion Sage, and it's all discounted. Their website is wheelchaircushionsage.com. You can even talk to a real life person. Their number is 704-918-1288. Wheelchair Cushion Sage, 704-918-1288.
Jeb Bush said last night that he thinks his brother George had weak fiscal policy during his presidency. Said George, "That's crazy. I was in great fiscal shape."
I believe in fiscal fitness.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
The John Breslin Show is made possible through the generous sponsorship of certain organizations such as HelpersFoundation.org. Now, the Helpers Foundation is a premier organization committed to helping individuals and communities to experience a better life. Through their investments in research institutions, educational advancement, and community development, the Helpers Foundation works to enhance the lives of people who could use assistance. Now, you can go to www.helpersfoundation.org, and that's spelled HelpersFoundation. So helpers with a Z, foundation.org. You'll find that they are focused not only on helping to improve lives today, but for generations to come as well. They believe that individuals today can help to inspire meaningful change tomorrow, whether it's from educational opportunities, increased medical research fundings, or working in volunteer capacities. You can find out more at helpersfoundation.org. That's helpers with a Z, H-E-L-P-E-R-Z, foundation.org. Very, very good organization and worth checking out. Cycleofgrowth.com. Now, there is an announcement that I'd like to make from cycleofgrowth.com about two amazing new books and some free offers even. That's always fun. Now, there are two new self-help astrology books available to you. To help you predict and use the major changes in your life. They are the result of 40 years of research and contain new information not found anywhere else. There is more information about the books and the free offers on cycleofgrowth.com. That's cycleofgrowth.com.
Addiction to drugs or alcohol can be a hard thing to deal with. It can affect your job, destroy your marriage, and ruin your life. I should know. I'm a recovering addict that once lost everything. If you or a loved one is struggling with addiction and finding it hard to take the first step, Addiction Detox Centers is here to offer free help. We can help you with immediate admittance to a treatment center near you. And due to recent changes in healthcare, your insurance may cover up to $60,000 in treatment costs with no out-of-pocket expense to you. Take the first step. Call now and get the help you need fast and confidentially. If you or a loved one is losing control due to drugs or alcohol, Addiction Detox Centers is here to help. It only takes one phone call to start getting your life back to the way it was. The call is free and there's no obligation. Make today the first day of the rest of your life. Call now, 1-800-651-4634. That's 1-800-651-4634. AddictionDetoxCenters.com.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
John Breslin Show. Thanks for spending part of your Saturday with me, welcoming me into your speakers, into your ears, into your mind, and into your conversation, a subject for another time, but I firmly believe that talk radio has a different gift to it, maybe, that television doesn't have. It's that when you and I are speaking, we actually are carrying on a conversation, even if you're as silent as a person just overhearing me in Starbucks. I know, a little abstract, but fun to think about and talk about some other time. But right now, let's talk about, let's go to the phone lines and talk with Tom. I'm not sure where you're from, but Tom, you are on with John.
Yes, sir. It's the new American century. It's a plan from the Pentagon to keep constant military action around the world.
Constant military action. Are you talking about the military-industrial complex of Eisenhauer, or is this a neo-Eisenhauer?
Well, it started back there, but here we are now. You know, here we are now with total war. Congress hasn't declared a war since World War II.
Okay, what makes us total war? Let me politely challenge you on this, because I don't agree with it. So let me push you a little bit. What makes it total war? What makes this century different than the 19th century versus the 18th or the 17th or the 16th?
We've got one war going on after another. We have a Congress that hasn't declared a war since World War II. We've been in Afghanistan, Iraq a couple of times, Korea. Go back to Korea, to Vietnam, all of Southeast Asia, for God's sakes, Laos, Cambodia.
And what do you think that this is caused by? Is this, I mean, I'm talking about September 12th and the period following September 11th, so do you see a connection somehow?
Well,
is that what you're saying?
It's the same people running our Central Intelligence Agency. The Nazi Party gave the agenda to President Truman way back when. Okay, so we've become the Fourth Reich.
Okay, we've become the Fourth Reich. I'm going to push you a little bit harder because I find that comparison, well, what's the word? Disgusting is impolite and it's kind of harsh, but I find it disgusting. No. Okay, so there was no CIA or the Fourth Reich in 1861, and yet we had the Civil War. The War of 1812. There was the Indian Wars. There have been wars throughout time going back to Jesus. Thanks. And you're telling me the CIA is somehow behind it, and it's the Fourth Reich, and that's what we are? All right, I've made my little rant there, and now I'll listen.
It's not only the Pentagon, sir. It's also we're in cahoots with Saudi Arabia, who we call our ally, that we should be at war with, because 14 of those guys were from Saudi Arabia that hit the towers, okay?
Well, you know how many people were Christians that were in the KKK? Should we be at war with Christianity, too? You want to make broad generalizations that kind of thinking will drag us into other wars unnecessarily?
Sir?
Yes.
Israel is at war with Christianity.
All right.
No, read the Bible.
You got 10 seconds to defend that statement before you're gone.
Read the prophet Joel right now. Read the prophet Joel.
You got 5 seconds, buddy. Israel is at war with Christianity?
Yes.
Oh, God, you are gone. You know what? I want to hear somebody that actually has some sort of thoughts, because, buddy, don't ever call this show again. That kind of thought drags us into wars. That kind of thinking is what gives us Ferguson. That kind of thinking is what drags humanity down. If I could somehow look back and erase that call that I just had, I would do it. Line 2, Amelia, you are on with John. Welcome.
Oh, John, you got a belly laugh out of me.
Well, good.
Okay,
good for health.
I remember 9/11 clearly. It's all been kind of a blur since then, but I kind of have some questions I still have.
Before you go on with the questions, I'm getting the evil eye from Denise on the other side of the glass. Can you hang on through the break?
Yes, sir.
Amelia, thank you, ma'am. This is the John Brislin Show. We are getting rowdy tonight, talking about September 12th and what life has been like on the day after and since September 11th. Stay right where you are, you. John Brislin Show, right back. CycleOfGrowth.com. Now, there is an announcement that I'd like to make from CycleOfGrowth.com about two amazing new books and some free offers even. That's always fun. Now, there are two new self-help astrology books available to you. To help you predict and use the major changes in your life. They are the result of 40 years of research and contain new information not found anywhere else. There is more information about the books and the free offers on cycleofgrowth.com. That's cycleofgrowth.com.
New CNN poll shows Trump in first place with 32%, more than his two closest rivals combined. He's now towering so high in the polls, he's turned his own bar graph into luxury condos.
He actually released a new campaign ad, and I have to admit, I feel like this is a bigger reboot than I thought it would be, because this ad makes Hillary look very different and really, really fun. Let's take a look.
I'm just chilling. I'm talking about fun. It's time to get down. It's time to get wild.
Absolutely.
Crazy. Meryl Streep.
Crazy.
I'm just chilling.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Teachers and parents looking to teach children Spanish with the help of music? Well, it's a good idea, I think. And you can check out Sing and Dance for Spanish Smarty Pants. It's an educational Spanish kids album that moves past the basics of colors and shapes and into more practical topics such as present tense verb conjugation, telling time, and other conversational skills. Available in iTunes Store and SpanishSmartyPants.com. SpanishSmartyPants.com, where you can also find free teaching resources. You can also find teaching resources for free at SpanishSmartyPants.com. And also, the John Brislin Show is brought to you with a generous support of Rabble Rabble Books. Now, there is a new book of poetry to be released this fall, and it's called As the Ice Laughed, by Samuel J. Gallagher, and it will be available in ebook and paperback format, as well as a limited edition hardcover. Rabble Rabble Books. It's just funny, hard to say. Rabble Rabble Books has kicked off its campaign on Kickstarter and needs to raise just $4,000 to make this book a reality. Now take a little bit of time and visit them on Kickstarter or their website, rabblerabblebooks.com. RABBLE books.com. Who's riding? Who's that riding? Who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. And yes, I am ready to rumble. I could do better, but it gets louder and, you know, it's late. I don't want to blast everybody's bedrooms apart. But let's go back to the phone lines. I'm having fun with this. And let's go to, Amelia we left off with. So Amelia on line two, you are back on with John. Welcome again.
Hey, John. The only thing I remember after that day was all the airline security TSA stuff we had to start going through.
That's true. That's true.
But my questions, there's like four of them about the airways and the money, and maybe somebody knows something about these things. Like that day, they shut, well, we forget to mention the Pentagon. We always think about the Twin Towers. But the Pentagon got hit, and then they closed down the airways, but apparently they were flying like the Bin Laden family around or the Bushes or...
Yeah. I would have to kind of review, do a little bit of study on that, but I remember it was my memory says that a certain number of the Bin Laden family and his history has shown us basically not very not very close family. You know, they were technically related by blood, but they were the state of Massachusetts and the city of Boston, and I'm sure the federal government decided that they would be in severe danger if they stayed in the United States, and they were requesting to leave, and they were requesting to be escorted out, and they were, I'm sure by their own money, but I don't know that for sure. They were given a plane, and they're one of the few planes that were lifting off at that time. And
they left. Talk about, you know, evacuation. I mean, that makes sense. This is the 21st century. And then my other questions were, I thought that maybe at the bottom of the Twin Towers was where they held a bunch of gold and silver or something, and I wonder if they ever found that when they were digging through the rubble. And then I wonder, now, who owned the Twin Towers? And I wonder what it was insured for.
Well, hold on a second. The gold that you're talking about is down the street by the Bowling Green Bowl in Wall Street. So it's a little bit down the street. So it's sort of like hiding the gold at the Mirage. And then you blow up the Excalibur. Well, it didn't blow up the gold. It was, you know, in the same idea. But
right,
no, and as far as insurance goes, well, that insurance thing has, that's boring.
Okay, well, good. So now you've answered all my questions. And yes, but it is kind of a blur since then.
Yeah. You know, you mean as far as the memory of September 12th and 13th and 14th and so on?
Yeah, there's been lots of things going on. The only thing I will say is I love watching reruns of Friends, and there's always a shot of the Twin Towers, and I always think, well, I'm glad they haven't sucked that out of there, because it's only a couple of seconds in each episode, but there's always a good shot of the Twin Towers, and they're kind of pretty.
You know, it's funny that when you see those old movies, for some reason, I'm reminded of the movie Big. But I mean, there are plenty of them. When they show Manhattan, they show the Twin Towers. And there's always a certain feeling in my heart when I look at that and I realize, oh, and the story that goes along with that, that those buildings are no longer there. So I'm with you on that. And Friends,
and I actually have a tight, slinky dress that's gray that has the Twin Towers. It's just a long, stretchy dress that has the Twin Towers printed on it, and I've worn it in public on 9/11.
I'm not sure that's the double entendre there. I'm not sure how tasteful that is, but I get it. It's probably interesting. 16 or is it? Wait a minute. Is this 16 years after September 11th?
I wore it a few years ago at a car show here downtown in the desert, and there were plenty of people walking around, and I will say that it was not till the end of the day that only one person commented on my attire.
Well, I'll bet you anything that if anybody can make it look good, Amelia, it's you. I've got to leave it there.
I'll wear a bigger breast next time.
Okay. Bye. All right. Take care. Be safe out there in High Desert, California. And let's see if I'm going in my line correctly. World Citizen in Bay Area, San Francisco. Thanks for being patient. You are on with John.
Hey, thanks for letting me on, John.
Thank you, sir. Doing pretty good, pretty good. A little tired, but in good spirits. How are you?
I'm all right. Then
what's the good word?
Pardon me?
What's the good word, my friend?
Yeah, let me give you my thing on 9/11. I you know, it was West Coast time out here, so I got a real early phone call to check out what was going on my TV.
Right, me too.
And I saw it, turned on my VCR real fast, my video cassette recorder. And just let it run on that super slow speed, you know, so it'd take a long time.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, I got almost all of it recorded, man. And there's this guy, the last caller was talking about the Pentagon. There was some debate about that. Then I went back and looked at it, and there's this guy that was working for CNN, Jamie McIntyre. You remember him?
I do remember the name. I don't know much about him, but I remember the name for sure, yeah.
Well, he was there right on the grounds, you know, had the cameraman panning the whole place of the Pentagon. There was no airplane there. There was no engines there. There was no wings, no wheels, no luggage, no people, no bodies, no nothing.
Yeah.
And he's reporting it as such.
Yeah, there are some interesting documentaries that were done on that subject, and I don't know what the answer is. I mean, the documentary that I saw, I wish I... I wish I could remember the name, but I mean, it's the thing that stays in my mind is they were saying that the tail of the 747 was higher than the building, and yet the top of the Pentagon wasn't pierced. It was only from the top floor and then down. So they made some very interesting arguments, but you know, Siegfried and Roy made a 3.5-ton elephant disappear too, and I can't explain that either. So you have to go with the logic of, I think if there was some sort of conspiracy, somebody would have tried to make $1 million on a book by telling about it.
It gets much better than that, John.
All right, well, I've only got a couple seconds here, but they're all yours.
Okay, let me do it in a couple seconds. CNN, several months later, had him come back on the air and apologize. And I think you can look that up and find it on that YouTube or something. Jamie McIntyre, an apology, CNN.
Yeah.
And he said there was stuff there.
All right. So, well, switching gears for a second, I got about 30 seconds. And how did your life change on September 12th? What happened that was different for you personally? Traveling or what?
I got more vigilant. My eyes opened up and I started checking out what was around me. How about you?
As in people or as in events or what? The news, what?
Especially people first and big things like Golden Gate Bridge and monuments and churches and stuff like that second.
Got it. All right, my friend. Be safe out there in Bay Area, San Francisco. This is the John Breslin Show. Stay right where you are, you.
John Breslin, polite conversation avoids politics and religion. Embrace bad manners.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257 KDWN.
You can get some of the world's best cushions from Wheelchair Cushion Sage. They've got air type cushions like Vicare and Star. They've got gel-type cushions like Max and M2. They've got honeycomb-type cushions like Supercore Stimulite. These folks have chairs, too, like the super lightweight titanium Tylite wheelchairs. They've even got power assist devices like the ZX1 and MX2 that will push the wheelchair for you. All this, and the business owner actually uses a wheelchair himself. It's all at Wheelchair Cushion Sage, and it's all discounted. Their website is wheelchaircushionsage.com. You can even talk to a real-life person. Their number is 704-918-1288. Wheelchair Cushion Sage, 704-918-1288.
Conference on Aging yesterday, President Obama praised Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and noted that she is also known as the notorious RBG. while Clarence Thomas is known as Old Flirty Bastard.
Is it mine? Look.
It is.
It is. Say it, please.
Yes, I believe it is.
Thank you.
See, what's on top of his head is definitely his. Now it's up to science to decide whether or not it's hair.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
Tired of losing money in the markets by trusting, or perhaps you simply want to learn how to take control of your financial future? Then look no further than LiveTraders.net. We specialize in helping inexperienced as well as experienced traders and investors successfully navigate the stock market through the use of technical analysis, chart reading, and proper money management techniques. Why earn 6% a year before fees and expenses when you could potentially earn more than 10 times that by taking control of your financial future? What separates LiveTraders.net from everyone else in the financial industry is that we put our money where our mouth is and trade our own capital live each and every day for our clients to see. For more information, call LiveTraders.net at 714-926-2866 or email us at www.livetraders.net.
When buying a home in Las Vegas, you want a real estate agent who knows the entire Las Vegas Valley. And that agent is Victor Gismondi. Victor is an agent with Urban Nest Realty. He specializes in residential properties. His website, bestvegashomes.com, is a real estate website unlike any other. At bestvegashomes.com, buyers can access the MLS in real time, and you sellers can submit your property for a hassle-free comparative market analysis. Victor uses online strategies to ensure maximum exposure for every property he represents. Victor covers Las Vegas as well as the Summerlin and Henderson areas, but will travel anywhere his clients are interested in. He knows the ins and outs of all sides of the valley, so check out his website, bestvegashomes.com, or call him directly on his cell phone, 702-501-3436. 702-501-3436. bestvegashomes.com for Victor Gismondi.
Addiction to drugs or alcohol can be a hard thing to deal with. It can affect your job, destroy your marriage, and ruin your life. I should know. I'm a recovering addict that once lost everything. If you or a loved one is struggling with addiction and finding it hard to take the first step, Addiction Detox Centers is here to offer free help. We can help you with immediate admittance to a treatment center near you. And due to recent changes in healthcare, your insurance may cover up to $60,000 in treatment costs with no out-of-pocket expense to you. Take the first step. Call now and get the help you need fast and confidentially. If you or a loved one is losing control due to drugs or alcohol, Addiction Detox Centers is here to help. It only takes one phone call to start getting your life back to the way it was. The call is free and there's no obligation. Make today the first day of the rest of your life. Call now. 1-800-651-4634. That's 1-800-651-4634. AddictionDetoxCenters.com.
There is a new book of poetry to be released this fall, As the Ice Laughed, by Samuel J. Gallagher, and it will be available in ebook and paperback format, as well as a limited edition hardcover. Rabble Rabble Books has kicked off its campaign on Kickstarter and needs to raise only $4,000 to make this book a reality. Take the time to visit them on Kickstarter. Kickstarter.com, that is, or their website, rabblerabblebooks.com, R-A-B-B-L-E, R-A-B-B-L-E, books.com.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN. John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396.
Welcome back to the John Brislin Show. We are talking about September 12th, what you were doing on September 12th and how your life changed. I want to modernize it a little bit and say, let's start thinking about, you know, how did it change our lives even until today? Do we in any way choose our presidents any differently because of what happened on September 11th and the September 12th and the days following? I mean, these presidents are going to have to, these candidates for president are possibly going to become president and have to deal with a disaster like this. We never know. Has it changed how you do, how you choose a career, how you behave in your career, or what you're teaching your children, or the amount of time that you spend with your family? Is life more precious to you, or, you know, do you appreciate life more? Have you just gone back to life pre-9/11? Just, you know, the way it used to be in the old way. Has it changed your life? I don't know. You tell me. Let's go to the phone lines. And Lance on line, what, doesn't matter, four, I guess. You are on with John. Can't seem to get this out. Lance, you're on with John. Welcome, my friend.
All right. Doing a great job as usual.
Well, thank you, sir.
And I remember 9/11, and we could have worse as a result of this treaty with Iran, but I want to make a statement about Israel, if that's okay.
It's all yours, my friend.
There are Christians, there are other people beside Israelis living in Israel.
Excellent point.
There are Christians living in Israel. They have a church there. And in fact, who do you think has jobs in Israel? There are Palestinians who, oh yeah, Palestinians are living in Israel, and they would never go back to the Gaza Strip.
And Lance, can I clarify something that you said right there? I think this is what you meant anyway. You tell me if I'm wrong, but you said there are people living in Israel other than Israelis. And I think what you meant is that there are other than Jews. There are Jews, there are Muslims, there are Christians. It's not just simply a land of Jews that many people think. Let me just clarify that, or maybe that's what you meant. I don't know.
Absolutely. And there are Arabs in the Israeli Knesset, which is like the Congress of the United States. And Israel is the only democracy in that part of the Arab area. And Israel wants peace, but you got to be slick, just like ISIS. They got their own magazine, and they're brainwashing a lot of young people. And they are
good at marketing, you're right.
And what they do, I mean, they take the money from the U.S. in Europe, that from the U.S. in Europe, that's supposed to go to the poor Palestinians, and actually the Arabs look at the poor Palestinians. They don't even like the Palestinians, and they blame Israel. They could take Palestinians in the four Arab countries, and those four Arab countries, Saudi Arabia, Dubai, Qatar, Kuwait, they could take they could take a lot of these Syrian refugees in.
Yeah, I think what you're talking about there is the fact that the four richest Arab nations in the region have accepted zero Syrian or Iraqi refugees, when many other countries such as Great Britain, Spain, France, Italy, and the United States and Canada, as a matter of fact, have taken several. America has taken in about 14,000. Canada has taken in about 17,000. Great Britain about 1,100. I mean, everyone is stepping in. The Pope is saying that churches around the world should do all that they can to house these people and help these people who are escaping the violence of Syria and Iraq. And their neighbors, the neighbors of Syria and Iraq, the countries you mentioned, their brethren, are saying, nope, we don't want any part of it. And it's a little bit repulsive.
Yep, that's right. And ISIS, I don't know if you heard it, they said they want to ship in up to 500,000 refugees, and there's going to be a certain percentage of them are going to be ISIS, and we're not going to vet, we're not going to know the good guys versus the bad guys, and then they're going to want to start this Muslim Sharia law. And in Dulles Airport, they have a Muslim carpet, and in Detroit and Minnesota, they're trying to call the shots. I'm telling you, we got to do something about it, or else we're not going to be the country that we were established to be in the first place.
Oh, well, Lance, let me address just a piece of that off the air, but I sure appreciate your call, my friend. In doing that, we also have to be careful. What Lance said is we have to do something about it, so that, you know, or we'll no longer be the country that we've always been. In that, I would also add, let's remember that we are the country that we have always been, and we don't jump to conclusions and smash other people with other ideas. That we are the country with the open arms, and we are welcoming to other people of other religions that really aren't other people. They are Americans of other religions and other ideas. We forget that very quickly sometimes, and it's worth remembering. We are a country of open arms, not closed fists. Jack on line, no, it doesn't matter, down in San Diego. Welcome. You are on with John.
You know, I think what 9/11 did and how it's affected the entire country is it's slowly moving us into a police state. It's put us in a perpetual state of war, and by the way, a war that we can't win. And I think, you know, what was so clever about 9/11 is how the terrorists used our own assets against us. It was probably one of the most effective attacks in history, and as your last caller referred to, it's happening again. ISIS is behind this Muslim invasion of Europe, which is going to include, as you said, Canada, the United States, and Australia.
Well, hold on a second now. That wasn't a conversation about an invasion of troops or any kind of violent people in any way. We're talking about refugees that are trying to get their kids away from the bombs.
If you recognize that this is a religious war,
okay.
That when you have an invasion of Muslims throughout Europe, the United States, Australia, and Canada, that these people are not going to assimilate. And ISIS fighters are infiltrating with the refugees. It is the ISIS fighters that are acting as what we call the coyotes.
Jackie, I've only got about a minute, but I want to push back just a little bit on that idea. You aren't trying to say that. Let me finish what I'm saying. You aren't trying to say that the refugees are the equivalent of an invasion, are you?
Yes, and the reason is. Some of these refugees are going to be radicalized, okay? And some
okay,
of them already
these refugees
are
don't have shoes.
I mean, why it's like 9/11 is because, once again, they're using our assets against us. You have to understand that wherever these people land, whether it's Britain or Germany or Canada, the United States, they're immediately going to go on the dole. They're going to be on welfare. We're going to be paying for the invasion that finally destroys us.
Well, this is one of those I wish I had more time to talk about it, because I don't agree, and I'd love to go back and forth with you, my friend. It's always a pleasure. But be safe out there in San Diego. Thanks for the call. And now, please, oh, please, oh, please, on this day after September 11th, if you can remember anything in listening to the sound of my voice, remember, say it with me if you can, that America is advanced citizenship. You have got to want it bad, because it is going to put up a fight, and I will be here fighting for it with you and producer Denise Marmeyer, the face on the other side of the glass, every Saturday night on the John Brislin Show, johnbrislinshow.com for podcasts. Good night, America, wherever you are.
John the Revelator wrote the book of seven seals.
The new home of Sean Hannity in Las Vegas. News Talk 720, KDWN.